This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. An attacker inspired by Islamic State group stabbed six people at a New Zealand supermarket on Friday before police, who had the man under surveillance, shot him dead. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the man, a Sri Lankan national who arrived in New Zealand in 2011 and was on a terror watch list, entered a shopping mall in a suburban Auckland area, seized a knife from a display, and went on a stabbing spree. She said six people were wounded, three critically, before police who were monitoring him opened fire within 60 seconds of the attack beginning. Police Commissioner Andrew Koster said authorities were confident the man was acting alone and there was no further danger to the community. New Zealand's worst terror attack was the Christchurch mosque shooting in March of 2019 when a white supremacist gunman murdered 51 Muslim worshippers and severely wounded another 40. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Friday he will not run for re-election as party leader this month, effective ending his tenure after 1 year. Suga announced his intentions to resign at an emergency meeting of senior members of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. Suga had been widely expected to seek re-election as the LDP leader in a vote set for September 29th. He has been battered by his government's response to the pandemic, with Japan struggling through a record fifth wave of the virus after a slow start to its vaccine program. Japan has recorded nearly 16,000 deaths during the pandemic. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. Officials in the U.S. states of New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania on Thursday said at least 46 people died as a result of flash flooding caused by torrential rainfall driven by remnants of Hurricane Ida. President Joe Biden pledged emergency assistance to governors of both New Jersey and New York, as well as other states in the region, and sent his condolences to the families of those who lost their lives. He also said he will be traveling to Louisiana on Friday to meet with Governor John Bel Edwards to discuss the recovery efforts from Ida there. The president said the nation's Federal Emergency Management Agency and other agencies will be working around the clock until the needs of the region are fully met. The World Health Organization reports that Africa will fail to reach the global target that it set for vaccinations of 10% of the vulnerable population by the end of September. The WHO's regional director for Africa blames the situation on what she says is the hoarding of life-saving vaccines by the world's wealthier countries. Africa's third wave of the coronavirus peaked in July. However, WHO reports 24 of Africa's 54 countries are still reporting high or fast rising case numbers. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Americans will likely have to get a third shot of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Fauci, who is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, said Thursday the final decision would be made by the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Whether those who got the one-shot Johnson & Johnson will need boosters remain to be seen. Any booster for the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines would be given between 5 and 8 months after the second dose. Meantime, COVID-19 cases here in the United States was more than 150,000 per day, while hospitalizations were at 12,000, deaths at 953, according to the CDC director. A British national has admitted in federal court that he played a leadership role in an Islamic State scheme to torture, hold for ransom, and eventually behead American hostages. 37-year-old Alexandra Cody pleaded guilty Thursday to all 8 counts against him at a plea hearing in U.S. District Court in Alexandria. For more news, please join us at voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.